These days, Foo Fighters on the Cat with Rick and Brad, 9/11, and Mark Bravo usually comes in around the time of the Memorial Marathon to talk about that, but he's here with something different going on. Most of us know Sundance Air Park just as, what's that airport that's out there off Northwest Highway, that one that you see? That's all we know about it. That's all I've ever really known about it, but there's a bunch of stuff going on at Sundance Air Park, and Mark is here with Heather and Edwin to tell us about it. Hey, Mark.
Brad, how you doing?
I'm good, man. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. So let's see. I don't talk running today.
I know. What's the deal?
I'm real fired up, actually. Sundance Airport is a property of U.S. Fleet Tracking that Jerry Hunter purchased at the beginning of this year. Jerry Hunter, the founder and owner of U.S. Fleet Tracking. And Sundance is offering, in three words, I think you'd say, innovation, transformation, and service orientation. It was an, as you said, rather an unknown airport. There is major construction coming up, along with a new flight academy that Heather is the expert on. She'll tell you about that, and she, in fact, is instrumental there. But a great new restaurant, 80 new hangars, as well as more personalized upscale hangars. So a lot going on out there, and this Saturday an event kicks it all off.
So when you say a flight academy or an aviation academy, does that mean if somebody wants to learn to fly, if they've always wanted to learn to fly, or a kid that's got an interest in aviation, you can come out there and take lessons and learn all the stuff that you need to know?
That's exactly it. And part of the plan is to implement it and encourage kids 16 and up, a flight academy starting this summer. And I'll turn it over to the expert.
Are you there. A pilot, Heather?
Yes, I am.
Yeah. Why do you say it like that? You said it like, yes, I am. Like, you weren't 100% sure.
No.
How long have you been flying?
Yeah, I've been flying for about a year and a half.
And what kind? Do you have your own plane or do you lease a plane?
I lease a plane.
What do you fly?
A Cherokee 180, but I also fly a King Air, which is a twin engine. Then I fly a Decathlon to do aerobatics.
Oh, an aerobatics. You've only been flying a year and a half and you're doing aerobatics?
Yep. I've been flying a year and a half, and I have over 260 hours.
Cool.
And by the way, Brad, she is an iron distance triathlete, in case that athletic side of things, you have to talk about it. This is a very accomplished young lady.
So what got you started in flying?
Well, I was an air traffic controller for 12 years, and I just have always loved aviation. My father flew. He used to have his own float plane. So I've always been interested in it.
And so you just said, you know what? I've always wanted to do this. I'm going to go take lessons. I'm going to fly.
That's right. And then I stopped doing air traffic control, and now we're opening up a flight academy.
That's cool. So I'm trying to think of the sensitive way, the gentle way to ask this question, but like, you're a young lady. I don't know how old you are, but at what age had you always been interested in flying, and why had you put it off? Why had you never taken flying lessons until this point in your life?
Well, my family didn't have a lot of money, so I joined the military.
Right.
I used my college or my military GI Bill to finish out my bachelor's degree, and then I could use it for flying as well.
Oh, okay. And did you learn to fly around here?
Yeah. I didn't really take any lessons until I came to Oklahoma City.
Would you, if you had your way, now that you are a pilot and you've flown 200 whatever hours, do you wish that you could have started flying when you were 16, 17 years old?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I wish that I would have had the opportunity to attend a flight academy like Sundance that's catered to kids 16 and up.
I'm sure one thing that a lot of people think about is, because people are protective about everything that their kids do, but I'm sure a question that a lot of people think right now is a kid at 16, 17 years old prepared to get behind the stick of an airplane? And I'm sure that a lot of that has to do with the kid. But I guess what I'm trying to say is, what would you say to people to encourage them that, hey, just because a kid is 16 or 17 years old doesn't mean that they're not ready to fly an airplane?
Right, exactly. It can actually develop a kid and teach them responsibility. So that's one of our main goals at Sundance Flight Academy, is to kind of get them off of Facebook, you know, apply what they've been learning in high school and become more mature and start thinking about their career early on.
And that's all sort of the stuff that you're going to be showing people this weekend, correct?
That's right. We have an event on June 15th. It's Saturday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. What we're doing is we're bringing out local I guess, aviation professionals to teach them about different aviation careers so they can start thinking about it. And there's going to be free barbecue, free orientation flights.
Oh, well,
for kids.
Free food. Why didn't you say that earlier? That's all we needed to hear.
There you are.
It'll probably be the best barbecue you've ever had, too.
They've got a bunch of cool stuff that's going to be there. Justin Lewis flies the world's smallest jet. He's going to be there with his plane. That's the BD-5 Microjet. Miss America P-51 Mustang will be there. You can look at those planes. And if you're interested in flying, or if you have a kid that's interested in flying, or if it's always just something that's intrigued you, because it's not specific to just kids. There's things that adults can do to sort of develop that interest if they've had it further, correct?
Absolutely. We'll have the everybody that attends the event will get a raffle ticket, and some of them, maybe even adults, will win a ride in a Waku biplane, or, you know, they have the opportunity to win an RC, remote-controlled Miss America airplane as well. So
cool.
They'll have the opportunity to see a lot of different things and maybe encourage their kids or themselves.
And that's all going on Saturday from 10 until 4, and it's at the Sundance Air Park, which is on, well, it's not on, it's right off of Northwest Highway, and I believe it's at Sarah Road or Mustang Road?
It's 13,000 North Sarah Road,
Yukon. All right, there you go. Well, go check it out. And if you want more details, you can go to sundanceairport.com and get all of the info. And I'm assuming all the details on this event for Saturday is on there too, correct?
That's right. And if anybody has any questions about Sundance Flight Academy, they can email me at hlgomer@sundanceairport.com.
Edwin, yep. You've said it all.
Thank
you, man.
No problem.
And that's going on this Saturday from 10 until 4. Thank you, guys.
Thank
Brad,
you
Brad, thank you a lot.
9:18, we'll get to the Encore Theater coming up in just a minute on The Cat.